Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Immigration Lawyers Association's podcast entitled Get Involved, Build Your AILA Presence and Community. I'm J.J. Area, AILA's Education and Resources Associate, and it is my pleasure to introduce today's panel. The discussion leader for this podcast is Alan Orr, a member of the AILA Board of Governors and chair of the AILA Diversity and Inclusion Committee from Washington, D.C. Joining Alan is Matt Holt, the 2014 to 2015 New Members Division Chair and 2014 to 15 San Diego Chapter Chair, and also the current New Members Division Representative to the AILA Board of Governors from San Diego, California. Next is Tracy L. Klinka, Chair of the AILA USCIS Office of Field Operations Liaison Committee and the AILA Georgia Alabama Chapter Second Vice Chair from Marietta, Georgia. And finally, Paul Leahy, AILA Associate Director of Membership and Component Relations from Washington, D.C. At this time, I'd like to turn the podcast over to Alan.
Thank you so much, JJ, and welcome everyone to the podcast. Today, we're sort of going to discuss how you can get involved with AILA. And the great thing about the panel today is everyone on the panel, excluding Paul, is a former new member division chair, which means we sort of helped put together the programming for the new members division for the year that we were chair. But most importantly, what we want to start with is the way that AILA can get to know more about you through AILA.org and My AILA. And basically ensuring that you complete that very simple questionnaire about your name, your address, your location, your website, what law school you attended, your bar admissions, your language skills, and even your ethnicity will help you sort of get more involved with AILA because people will be able to sort of search the site to find you from AILA when we were looking for people with different types of skills and ability. But even more important is under my membership, where it sort of tells the date you join, the extent of when you expire, and how to manage how AILA provides you information, there's a very important thing that leads you to AILA listserv subscriptions, which will allow you to subscribe to any of the many various listservs that are available through AILA for the various interest groups, such as the African American interest group, the gay and lesbian interest group, the professors interest group, the women's interest group, which I think is super important. But also on this site, you'll be able to give a short bio so that anyone who's sort of searching through the membership can find your page and sort of realize what your practice area is, which will sort of help people understand what you do. In addition to this, on the My AILA site at the very bottom, there's a referral service that you can apply to sort of help promote your business as well. So with that being said, I want to sort of turn the conversation to Matt so that Matt can sort of talk about some of the benefits of the new members division. Matt?
Great. Thanks, Alan. And thank you, everyone, for joining into the podcast. I wish I'd been able to listen to something like this when I joined AILA a few years ago. AILA, with its 14,000 members scattered across almost 40 chapters and three international districts, can feel big at times. Its size is a significant benefit to us as members, but still sometimes it's just going to feel too big. At conferences, you can wander around and it seems like everyone knows everyone else and everyone's talking about something that just doesn't yet make sense to you. And AILA is a big tent, there's no doubt about it, but there's still ways to engage AILA as a newer member, to connect, to learn, and to lead. As a newer attorney who wants professional development, networking opportunities, and leadership coaching, where in AILA should you look? To me, the answer has always been look to the new members division. The New Members Division, or NMD for short, is open to AILA members during their first 3 years of AILA membership or until they turn age 36, whichever comes later. So if you finish law school in your mid-20s, you could be an AILA new member for 10 years. Or if you're a legal Doogie Howser, I guess you could be a new member for 20. But for most of us, it'll be, you know, for the first several years of practice. The NMD has a national steering committee guided by the committee chair with the assistance of a member of AILA's National Executive Committee. The NMD steering committee assists local chapter NMD liaisons who are appointed by local chapter executive committees. While the national NMD focuses on aiding chapters and coordinating national events for the NMD and trainings of the liaisons, the local NMD committees, guided by their local liaisons, provide and receive the most practical experience through events, CLEs, tours, and mentoring. I'm a new member, and gratefully for me, still part of the NMD. I probably have a lot in common with people listening to the podcast. I graduated law school in 2007, just finally bought my first condo. I'm a partner in a small firm and sometimes scared about paying the overhead, and I'm married with a young family. My worries are probably similar to a lot of newer AILA members, doing right by my clients, learning immigration law and practice quick enough to help people as best as possible, paying off my school loans and mortgage, paying my staff an honest wage for quality work, and providing for my family's needs while maintaining a work-life balance. My participation over the past few years in the NMD has helped calm my worries as a newer, younger practitioner and made me a much better attorney and leader. So if you want to get involved in AILA's leadership, develop as a leader, build up a cadre of esteemed practitioners, and enhance your professionalism and public profile, the NMD is how to get started. Let me give you me and my NMD path as an example. I passed the bar in 2007 in my mid-20s. I began attending local AILA monthly meetings, but the material was sometimes a little dense. I then started going to the monthly NMD meetings, which were lunch meetings hosted by the chapter, to supplement my understanding. After a year of attending the meetings, I became a local NMD committee member. I did that for a year. I did the meetings, went to the events, and helped and volunteered however I could. The following year, the local executive committee asked, and I agreed to become the local NMD chair or NMD liaison. And as the NMD chair, I had access to invite the best speakers to lunches, network like crazy, and work closely with the executive committee. I also got to create mentoring groups, bring together geographically diverse members, and organize tours and events. The national NMD steering committee had how-to guides for all the different things I could do with NMD, and I'm grateful to the national NMD steering committee because they pretty much held my hand along the way. I chaired my local NMD committee for 2 years, and I could have stopped after 1 year, but I just kept wanting to do it. I loved engaging, I loved learning, and I loved being part of the leadership. During that time, not only did I connect with other new members, but I also had an excuse to meet with some of the best immigration attorneys in my area. And the chapter eventually elected me to the chapter's executive committee, and the AILA membership elected me to the NMD steering committee at the national level too, and so I served both the local chapter's executive committee and the national NMD committee at the same time. And then last year, after several years of service, I chaired both the San Diego chapter and the national NMD steering committee. It was a busy year, but also very informative, very helpful and constructive. And right now, I'm still considered a new member based on my age, and I'm now in my second year on AILA's Board of Governors, this year as the NMD rep. Through my participation and service at AILA, beginning with the NMD, I've been able to connect AILA officers and connect with AILA officers and the staff, and receive invitations to chair conferences, speak on panels, chair conference tracks, engage in media and advocacy efforts, and continue to promote my own practice. So, in closing, while I know I still have a lot to learn and the law is always changing, I also know that by taking the NMD participation path, I know a lot more than I did, and I know where to keep looking as I continue to learn. So I encourage you to participate locally in the NMD and nationally as well. Your participation in NMD will serve as a springboard for your career. Just do it. And with that, it's my pleasure to pass the mic to my friend Tracy Klinka, who immediately preceded me as the NMD chair, so she can talk to you more about the communities within AILA.
Thank you so much, Matt. I don't know how much I can improve upon that, because I am a big proponent in starting locally with your career in AILA and growing nationally. I think you and I have taken very similar paths in that. And I would say for me, it was all about saying yes for my first 5 years of practice. I have been practicing for just over 6 years, and I would say you want to say yes to opportunities as they come up, whether or not they are in your traditional wheelhouse or not. And within AILA, there are so many different ways for you to grow as an attorney, as an advocate, and as a person. As Alan was speaking about earlier, there are interest groups. There are areas for you to learn about, areas of the law that you may not have much exposure to, but perhaps you take a pro bono case dealing with VAWA, but your primary practice area is more on the employment side. So I would challenge you to go outside your comfort area within AILA, and you have the experts at your disposal to learn from. I can't think of any other area of law where we're so collegial, and you can pick up the phone and talk to the author of the books, the articles, and sometimes even those who helped behind the scenes drafting the legislation behind the law that created that. So definitely taking advantage of those opportunities to network, to get to know people. And starting locally, you have to start somewhere. All of the chapters are fantastic. You need to go out, even in the large geographically, the geographically larger areas, I should say. I'm thinking of Mid-South that's spread out over 5 states. It can be hard. And FaceTime is important, but there are opportunities over Skype. Technology is fantastic. That's why we have this podcast, for example. And you have to be your own best advocate. You can't just lurk behind the scenes. You need to be active in the phone calls, the conference calls, on the podcast. Well, not necessarily the podcast. I can't talk to you right now, unfortunately. But you can call me, email me anytime. But be active, however that is. Networking, in person, over the computer, whatever it is. You have to be active. People won't know you. They won't know what your areas of expertise are when it comes time to select speakers for conferences. Be your own best advocate. Then that will translate onto the national scene as well. And what I will say, too, is as a newer member, you're not going to know everything about an area of law, and that's okay. But you do need to know your strengths. And as a newer member, that may be with organizing. That might be with technology or language. Your past work experience. I worked with international students before I went to law school. And so having that background with working with F1s, working with second language learners, that was a huge asset to me to kind of break into conversations with attorneys at these different AILA events. So use that to your advantage, especially as you break into the different communities within AILA. You can see that there are going to be opportunities for you if you just take the time to look. And again, you have to do it for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. Certainly, you're going to have to do it for yourself. But having said that, there are friends everywhere you look, and sometimes all it takes is one person who can show you the way, who can show you the ropes. And for me, that person's Paul Leahy. He was the person at AILA National who connected me with the folks in the know, with the executive committee within AILA. And without him, I don't think that I would have had the opportunity to serve on national committees. He introduced me to the AILA's incoming president, who I didn't realize was the incoming president at the time. And without that connection, I don't think I'd be where I am today professionally. So I want to pass this off to Paul to talk about tools for success, because he certainly was a huge way for me to gain success within AILA. So Paul, I'll turn this over to you now.
Great. Thanks, Tracy. I really appreciate that. Before I take a couple of minutes to talk about the tools for success, I just kind of want to remind people that, just as Tracy said, you have to say yes a lot. You have to get out there and you have to meet people. You know, as a new member, you might find yourself frustrated by putting your name in for a volunteer opportunity and not getting it. And it's not necessarily that somebody doesn't like you or somebody has something against you. It's that you may not just be known yet, you know. And by taking every volunteer opportunity that comes to you and by meeting as many ALA members as you can, you'll suddenly get those invites. You know, someone will put your name up for a panel for a local conference, or somebody will say, hey, I know this person. They do great work. They should be on this committee. And you'll find that those volunteer opportunities open up for you. Having said that, I am going to take just a couple minutes to talk about some of the tools and resources that we have available at ALA to sort of enhance your immigration law knowledge and help you effectively practice immigration law. Now, there's a ton of information out there, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to highlight a couple of key resources and then hopefully point you in the right direction to do some more research and find some more information on your own time. First, I'll key in on the InfoNet Research Library, which is found at the ALA website at ALA.org. It's a comprehensive research tool with over tens of thousands of immigration-related documents. It's included in your membership dues, and while it might seem overwhelming or too big to navigate, we do have staff available to provide trainings. You can find information about those trainings at ALA doc number 15012190. I would encourage all new members to find that information and to sign up for a training. If you can't find a training that fits within your schedule, contact ALA staff because they've been known to conduct one-on-one trainings and consultations to make sure that you know how to use all the features that you have. Within the InfoNet Research Library, we've got such great tools under My Research. You're able to bookmark pages and documents. You can create and save notes about those documents. You can save your searches, and then to tie it all together, you can actually create folders to save all of those bookmarks and notes and those searches by topic or by case or by client, and then refer back to those folders when needed. The advanced search has a lot of really helpful filters, including immigration topic, document type, state, and date range, and everything is connected, so you're able to input multiple filters on the same search. We also have some links to some really helpful member-to-member assistance, including the Message Center and the Member Directory and the Mentor Directory. So if you find yourself spending hours conducting all this research and you still don't know what to do, you can reach out to the ALA community and find others who have faced similar cases, similar situations and scenarios, and might be able to help you find a strategy to advocate for your client. In addition to the research library, we also have education via our conferences and publications. You should check out the ALA calendar of events, which includes national conferences, chapter conferences, online seminars and recordings, and even section member events. We also have a CLE center, which includes information on jurisdictional requirements. It'll help you find programs to fulfill those jurisdictional requirements and then help you record the credit to make sure that you're in compliance with your state bar and you keep your licensure up. We also have tons of publications. Of course, the Bible of Immigration Law is Kurzban's Immigration Law Sourcebook. The next edition is set to be updated in 2016. In addition to Kurzban's, we have tons of books that cover key immigration law topics like asylum law, removal and waivers, business-based, employment-based law, family-based law. There's really anything you can think of under the immigration law umbrella because it is such a diverse set of laws and there's such a diverse practice amongst ALA members. In addition to that, you really should check out Agora, which is accessible through the ALA website. Just click on the Agora button in the top right corner. That's where you're going to find a lot of information about conferences and publications where you can register, buy books, look for podcasts such as the one that you're listening to right now, and then also practice pointers, practice guides, all kinds of downloadable content. You should also keep in mind that there's a free content section on the right-hand navigation bar. You'll see it. You should click on that. ALA National uploads several new products every month that are free of charge or in addition to the dues you've already paid for all ALA members. So make sure you're getting the type of resources you need to build up your knowledge base. In addition to those education tools, we also have FastCase, which is a great, great benefit that came out in about 2012, 2013. And it's a database that includes all federal court decisions and BIA precedent decisions since Volume 8 in 1958. It also offers a powerful search and sorting tool and a cool service called Authority Check that will actually help you determine whether a case you just found is still good law. It's something that you should check out. As long as you're logged into AILA.org, when you click on that FastCase link under publications, it'll log you directly into the FastCase website, where you'll also be able to find user guide, FAQs, and tutorials that you can either sign up for in real time or download and listen to on your own time. The last thing that I want to touch upon is AILA Link, which is a really great resource for immigration law resource. It'll give you access to immigration-related statutes, regulations, and important case law, as well as agency correspondence and manuals and, you know, government liaison minutes, immigration forms, and most to all of the print AILA publications. Now, it does require an additional subscription fee not included in your AILA membership, but it's a no-contract subscription model with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and we have flexible subscription options that cover 3, 6, and 12 months. So I really do encourage you to go to the AILA Link website. You can do a free tour. Check it out. See if it's something that fits within your practice and within your business model. Again, that's just the very basic kind of like 10,000-foot view of it. I really encourage you to reach out to either myself at plahey@aila.org or in general the membership department, which can be reached at membership@aila.org. And the AILA website, if you click on About AILA, you can actually find a listing of all of the AILA staff broken down by department. So you can reach out to us. We're all willing and able to help you. It's something that most of us are extremely passionate about. I know personally I've worked with the new members division and sort of have taken to heart trying to get newer attorneys and new practitioners involved both with AILA and in helping them enhance their immigration law practice. Certainly if anybody has any questions, please reach out to me and I'll turn it back over to
Thank you so
to
much, Paul. Thanks so much, Paul. That's very helpful to know the different resources that AILA National provides. And so I think just in summary, the way to sort of think about getting involved is that, one, within your chapter, you should find out who the new member division representative is and contact them. If there is not one, then you should volunteer to be that person and then join the committee of new member division reps across the United States that will help support you to sort of build up your presence within the chapter. And when we say new members division, while it includes young lawyers or new lawyers, it also includes lawyers that are transitioning from another practice area. Maybe you are doing tax or family. And what's really useful about that cohort of lawyers is that you can add to the immigration bar by bringing that knowledge of law to us, by showing the intersections of immigration law in your former practices. And that will also help you stand out among the different groups. Many times, you can write articles for your very local chapter, or you can submit articles or concepts to the national office just to get published either electronically or in some of our other publications. So don't believe or to think that someone actually has to come to you to say, I want to write an article. You can write the article and sort of shop it around AILA to see if someone's interested in presenting it either at a local chapter, a regional chapter, or from the national desk. And so what I want to do in our parting words is to say, give everybody a chance to just say, if the one thing that the new members division did best for you was, and for me, that was networking. I was able to actually meet a group of people who I've sort of matured with and matriculated with through AILA, who now many of them are on the board with me, but many of them are chapter chairs. What about for you, Matt?
For me, I can't say enough about the fantastic relationships that I've made through my participation on the NMD. At the end of the day, we're what we know and who we know and the help that we can get and the help that we can provide. And through the NMD, that's what I've been able to do.
What about you, Tracy?
Oh, goodness. I have to echo what Matt said. NMD, I can't imagine my professional career without it. It's been everything. It's the springboard. I know we've said it before, but it's a great analogy to everything that I've done, from the executive director search committee, which we just completed, to serving on various national committees to meeting government officials. It's been fantastic.
That's excellent. And so my charge this year from the president is as Diversity Inclusion Committee is to get other people involved. So the main thing that I want to leave you with, if you look around your chapter and you don't see anyone like you, then you need to fill that spot. Volunteer yourself and get involved to sort of help bring all the faces and all the different types of diversity to your local chapter in presentation and in performance. And please reach out to me if you have any issues regarding diversity and inclusion. This concludes this podcast. Thank you all.